Clara is a nurse. She is required by her job to get her flu shot. But her 2-year-old daughter, Willa, she is not getting that shot.
I guess I don't see that the risks so much outweigh the benefits for her. I probably wouldn't get one myself if it wasn't required for my job.
We're only using Clara's first name so that we don't get her in any trouble at work. She's standing outside a grocery store, the kind of place now that can give you a flu shot in 2 minutes for $25. Her daughter is playing in the grocery cart seat.
She's vaccinated for other things, just not, the flu shot every year.
Clara is not alone. The CDC says less than half of all Americans get their flu shots, even though it lands 20,000 little kids in the hospital each year. Last year, 3 Michigan kids died from flu complications. The year before, it was 7. So why aren't people motivated enough or confident enough to get this shot, even though it's safer, cheaper, and more accessible than ever before?
It's hard to know because it's a vaccine which has been around for a long period of time, a very good safety record. If there were problems with it, we'd know about it.
This is Dr. Arnold Monto. He is a professor of epidemiology at the University of Michigan, and he says the most common misconception about the flu shot is that it can make you sick.
Nowadays, this inactivated vaccine is actually purified.
Monto says in the old days, extraneous parts of the virus could get in the vaccine, and that could maybe give you a fever for about a day. But not anymore. The shot cannot make you sick, says Monto.
The virus cannot reproduce itself.
Okay, but do you really need the flu shot? If you are a healthy adult, you are probably only going to get the flu once every 10 years. And even then, it's probably just going to be a couple of miserable days in bed.
I didn't see the point in getting a flu shot.
Even though you were an expert in public health.
It's a little embarrassing, isn't it? Yes.
Professor Andrew Maynard is the director of the University of Michigan Risk Science Center. But until last year, he had never gotten a flu shot. It just wasn't convenient. And it wasn't until he was making a video about the flu shot that he felt like, hey, I should probably get one of these.
The more people that get shots, the safer the group will be, especially those young kids that haven't got shots, those people that are particularly vulnerable. So this is really a social duty.
But Maynard says our brains are just not very good at dealing with risk. For one thing, when a risk is familiar, like the flu, we are just less scared of it. While something like Ebola that seems new and out of control makes us far more concerned. Maynard says part of that is evolution's fault. We are plenty motivated when a tiger is chasing us, but when there is a slim chance that maybe we could get the flu and maybe pass that on to a kid who maybe will end up in the hospital.
That doesn't make sense on an emotional level. So at the end of the day, we just have to make the plunge. And we have to just trust somebody that this is going to be okay for us.
Still, public health experts agree that until flu shots are good for years, rather than something we have to get every 12 months, we're just never going to get everybody to get that shot. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.